The reading is taken from Proverbs 15, verses 1 to 4. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise adorns knowledge, but the mouth of the fool gushes folly. The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good. The soothing tongue is a tree of life, but a perverse tongue crushes the spirit. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The reading from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 to 6. Unity in the body of Christ. As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Thanks be to God.
Hello. This week we're going to be looking at the second part of this series, currently our sermon series based on the Anxious for Nothing material. You remember last week Rob unpacked from Philippians 4:4-5, verse 4, he looked at, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I say again, rejoice." This week I'm going to be attempting to unpack and have a look at verse 5. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. But before we do that, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray for all those who are anxious at the moment. And that's most of us. We pray for those who are homeschooling, for those who are having to go into work still, for those on the front line, for teachers, for medics. And we just ask you today, Lord, to put on our minds what you want to put on our minds via your holy word, today and always. So may I speak in your name as the Father, as the Son, and as the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, as I've said, today we're looking at gentleness. And the Kelleher family, we used gentle or gentleness as a word when we were communicating with the children when they were younger. I remember one time I came back from a business trip to Ireland and I brought a penny whistle. We said to William, our son, "Yeah, you can play it, it's yours, but just be a bit careful with it, be gentle with it." Needless to say, following week we found the penny whistle bent in a right angle, and William's explanation was that someone had broken into the house, bent the whistle and left. So yeah, we were said we needed you to be gentle with that penny whistle. Likewise, we were sitting in a very posh restaurant with Imogen when she was, I think, about 2 or 3. We're sitting with some good friends. We obviously put him in the high chair, and we put some bits of carrot, bits of veg on the tray and some bread. And we said to her, "Imogen, you've got to be gentle with these." Needless to say, as soon as our friends sat down, Imogen went like this, and there was bits of carrot, bits of bread in people's hair, in people's eyes. See, she certainly was not gentle with that food. But gentle is, we often use it, don't we, in those terms. Be gentle with that penny whistle, or be gentle with this food. We don't want it spread all over the restaurant. But here, the Greek word for gentleness is epieikes, and it's got a little bit more weight to it. It's sometimes translated as forbearance or gentle forbearance, and it's very much a spirit of being equitable, being fair, being mild, being gentle. The word conveys such ideas as graciousness and clemency. In short, a gentle spirit. So I'd like to suggest this morning that being in a state of gentleness or forbearance has the ability to reduce the anxiety that we feel when we engage with others often, especially in business meetings, in the workplace, in church, at school. If we're very anxious about these things and don't have a gentle heart, and we go into these meetings often after a long day perhaps, if it's a Zoom meeting at the end of the day, we sometimes dive into meetings and we don't have a gentle spirit. And out of that, often bad things are said, or we don't think about our words as much as we perhaps should. So what's the result of not being gentle? What's the result of not being gracious and not showing clemency to others? Well, the writer of Proverbs actually gives us a good idea, as we've heard read this morning. Chapter 15, verse 1. A gentle answer turns away wrath, gentle forbearance, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The lack of gentleness. The tongue of the wise adorns knowledge, gentle forbearance, but the mouth of the fool gushes folly, lack of gentleness. The soothing tongue is a tree of life, gentleness, but a perverse tongue crushes the spirit. So it's easy, isn't it? James talks about it, and some of the other apostles do talk about what we say is really important. The tongue guides us often without us thinking about what we're going to say. So it's important that we have this character of gentle forbearance. So what's the antidote to the stumbling blocks that we've just read about when we've just looked at Proverbs? Well, as the Apostle Paul says in the reading from Philippians, he says, the Lord is near. We should always remember that the Lord is near. His coming is at hand, and he's with us by his Holy Spirit. He is presence. And that's why Paul looks to the example of Christ. He mentions that the Lord is near to remind us of the example of Christ. And he's doing all of this when he's finding a solution to a disagreement in the church. So he's using Christ as an example. And we know how Jesus treated others. Mike Royal the other week unpacked the account from the Gospel according to John of the Samaritan woman. What did Jesus do when she sort of diverted the subject onto something she wanted to talk about? He didn't jump at her. He didn't square her up. He continued to talk in a spirit of forbearance, in a spirit of gentleness. The BST commentary puts it like this when unpacking the reading from Philippians and talking about gentleness. Gentleness is the uncomplaining readiness to accept others as they are, and to submit oneself to their demands. The uncomplaining readiness to accept others as they are. And we do this by remembering always that the Lord is near. We don't know when that time is going to be. We don't know when Jesus is going to be coming back. We do know that he's present with us via the Holy Spirit. But knowing of the return of Jesus, knowing that the Lord is near, should give us zeal and enthusiasm to be talking to others. So let's have a look at Ephesians then, the reading from Ephesians that we've had today. How can we find ourselves an attitude that shows an uncomplaining readiness to accept others as they are, and in turn be more Jesus-like? How do we develop our gentleness, using it to show the love of Jesus to others? Well, the answer can be found in verses 1 and 3. We do this by or through a calling to be humble, to be gentle, to be patient, to be loving, and to be peaceful. In short, it's a calling in to unity by, as the Apostle Paul says in verse 3, making every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. So I wonder, how do we really feel about being called to have a character that's humble, gentle, loving and peaceful? One that conveys graciousness and clemency, a character with a gentle spirit. And what's the outcome of a character with a gentle spirit? What's the outcome? Well, we read in Ephesians that the outcome is a unified body of believers. And this is important because unified fellowship equals the ability to share and spread the good news. That's always important, but I'd say it's particularly important now. Brothers and sisters, we have people who are engaging with us as a church for the first time, who want to explore. And so the spirit of gentleness and to show unity as a group is really important. And I'd say it's very, very important during these times as people are searching for a way through these difficult times. But I just wanted to ask us all a question. I wanted to ask myself this question as well. As a Christian, are you easily offended by what others say or the way that they behave? Let me just say that again. As a Christian, are you easily offended by what others say or the way that they behave? I'd like to suggest, if the answer to that question is yes, and it's definitely yes sometimes for me, that that's not a good starting point for evangelism and mission. It's not a starting point of gentleness. It's not a starting point of forbearance. It's not a starting point of clemency. It's a starting point of kind of, we're offended by what you're doing and saying, and you're not like us, so we don't want to know. So we shouldn't be easily offended by others who are exploring, who don't know the Lord Jesus yet. But by showing our gentleness to others with grace and with clemency, I believe we earn the right to be alongside others. And actually, we earn the right to be alongside each other as well. And once we're in that place, then yes, of course, we can be forthright in things such as biblical orthodoxy, the importance of scripture to us. But we need to love people to a position where we can explain this with humility and love and conviction, of course, and zeal. And explain with love that there's, as we see in verses 4 and 6, that there's one body, that there's one spirit, one hope, one Lord, there's one faith, one baptism, one God for all in and through Christ Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth and the life. And I just wonder, is this what people are looking for, especially in this season? And I believe by telling the truth as we know it, with the spirit of gentleness, is the way forward to engage with others. So that leaves us with being a body of people with different gifts, with different likes, with different personalities. And of course, that's the way things are always going to be. But we are one in Jesus. We are one in Jesus. And that brings unity, not uniformity. Unity, not uniformity. So how does that make us feel? Knowing the truth in and through our identity in Jesus, how should we respond with gentleness to others, knowing this truth? Well, perhaps the next time we feel stressed and anxious and we're heading to the next meeting, and there's a lot of those around at the moment, the Zoom meetings for many of us are coming thick and fast. So the next time we're stressed and heading to that meeting, how will we respond to others? The next time we feel anxious, how will we respond to others? The next time we hear something we don't like, how will we respond to others? The next time we are talking to someone from a different faith, how will we respond to others? And the next time we engage with a fellow Christian from a different, perhaps more liberal tradition, how will we respond to others? Well, we respond simply by letting our gentleness be evident to all, to show clemency, to show love, to show forbearance. And we must always remember the example of our Lord Jesus Christ. As the Apostle Paul says, the Lord is near. Amen.